the true leader, a leader true with the heart so bright, a leader true with the heart so bright, guides with compassion through day and night, guides with compassion through day and night. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series, The True Leader, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have discussed a few different qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which makes him the most uniquest of all leaders that mankind has ever seen. We've talked about his integrity, we've talked about his beauty, we've talked about his different aspects of his life which make him such a credible, such a powerful, such a leader that he truly was. Today, insha'Allah ta'ala, we're going to look into his selflessness, how he put the preferences and the favors of others before him. He would prioritize other people over himself and his own family. Now, for a follower to have a complete trust in the leader must be selfless. It is crucial that the leader is selfless and makes huge sacrifices, because this person, when he makes huge sacrifices and when he is generous, when he is selfless, this allows people to place their trust within him completely. They could blind follow a person knowing that he is there to serve the people rather than to serve his own desires. Whereas if someone is selfish, then the followers of that leader, quite rightly so, they take a step back. When they see that this individual, this leader, he has selfish traits, okay, or he has done something that was very selfish, they take one step back. They think to themselves, this is not right. When the leader is selfish, when he is caught out doing something that was quite selfish, whereas if the leader is selfless, the followers are motivated, they become more enthusiastic, they do more to serve the cause or to serve the mission or the dream that they are following that leader with. Now, in this episode, we're going to look at those qualities or those incidents that took place in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that show us how selfless he was with his followers, with his family, how he would put everyone over him, prioritize everyone around him, and then fulfill his own duties. Now, the Oxford definition of selfless is as follows: thinking more about the needs, happiness, etc. of other people than about your own. So selfless is to think about or prioritize the needs and happiness, etc., the wanting, the desires of others over your own. Whereas selfish, the definition from the Oxford Dictionary, is caring only about yourself rather than about other people. So that is the definition of someone who is selfish. Now, there are some virtues of selflessness. Selfless makes a person closer to others. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-sakhiyu qareebun min Allah, qareebun min al-jannah, qareebun min an-nas, ba'idun min an-nar. That a sakhi is close to Allah, he's close to the people, he's close to Jannah,
and he is distant from the fire of hell. And then there is quite the opposite hadith as well. Al-Bakhilu Ba'idun min Allah, Ba'idun min al-Jannah, Ba'idun min al-Nas, Qaribun min al-Nar. That the Bakhil, a stingy person, a selfish person, he is distant from Allah's mercy, he is distant from the people, he is distant from Jannah, and he is more closer to the fire of hell. So a person who cares about others more than himself, we call in Arabic, this is called Ithar. Ithar. In our Madni Qafila, we are taught when we are sat on the Dastar Khan that we should do Ithar to our brothers. Ithar means to prefer someone else's desire over oneself. Right? If you're on a dining mat and both of you's eating or want to eat, right? It is better. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. It is more virtuous for a person to prioritize someone else over himself, even though there is desperation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that type of person is al-muflihun, the successful person. He is the successful person. So selfless person, he would, if you sat on a dining mat, he would offer the food to everyone else before himself, even if he is in need. The Prophet ﷺ was the ultimate leader. He was ultimately the most selfless one. Selflessness removes ostentation and increases sincerity. Selflessness removes arrogance. So when a person is selfless, he actually feels that I am not deserving of this. Therefore, he should have it. My brother should have it. Yeah, you automatically, it's a feeling inside your heart where you feel as if I don't deserve this. Why do I have it? Likewise, a selfish person, he ends up taking other people's rights for his own needs. A selfish person, he has a glimpse of narcissism in him. He believes that everyone around him is lower than him. So he has arrogance. And when this is the case, he takes the rights of other people. He believes as if those individuals don't deserve what they have. I deserve it more than them. So he believes that they don't deserve it. I deserve it over them. So that he will take someone else's haqq. He will take someone's right just to fulfill his own needs. That is the outcome of a selfish person. And a selfish person as a leader is not relied upon. When you know someone is selfish, you're not going to trust him with anything. You will not even try to do a business deal with him, because you know he's selfish. He's in it for himself. So this is being selfless and selfish. Now the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most selfless person. And we're going to study his examples. Selflessness increases one in compassion. When a person is selfless, he puts other people's priorities above his. It increases your compassion towards other people. It increases your trust. It increases your humility. It makes you more humble. It makes you more patient, more generous. Hence, it's such a quality, right? If everyone in a community adopted selflessness, everyone in that community and all the communities around the world, if they all adopted selflessness, the world would be a much different place. So the world could do with a bit of selflessness. The example of a mother who gives life, her own life hope, right? She gives her own life hope for the sake of her newborn child. She puts everything, she prioritizes everything for the child over herself, right? If the child is hungry and she is hungry, the child's gonna eat first. If the child is sleepy and she is sleepy, the child's gonna go sleep first, right? She will stay awake all night. The mother sacrifices everything. She sacrifices everything for the child's benefit. That is the greatest act of selflessness we see in day-to-day life, the relationship between a mother and a child. But now the child, he grows up having that honor and respect for the mother, knowing that she sacrificed everything for me. And the only way I can repay this is by searching or serving. And the only way I could repay this is to serve her by searching for Jannah beneath her feet. Yani, she sacrificed everything for this child. Allah has placed that child's Jannah, right, the root of it is past the mother's feet. You're going to have to serve your mother, right, to get to Jannah. That this is the modern, everyday example of selflessness for a person to understand and see a glimpse of, and how this selflessness changes or could change a family, therefore a community, therefore a society, and therefore the entire world, if we all adopted the act of selflessness. So this is the virtue of selflessness. And this was the example how I mentioned in the first episode that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was an embodiment of all the qualities, and he perfected all the qualities of all the past prophets that had ever come. And each companion seen all these qualities within the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 124,000 companions. All of these companions, they have at least mastered one. They all have these qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they have mastered one, which outshines the rest of them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reflected his qualities, right? Transferred his qualities into his Sahaba, 124,000 of them. The entire life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam consisted of self-sacrifice. He dedicated his life to save people from punishment of the dunya and the hereafter, and the difficulties of this world. His life was just to protect people. For this mission, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he endured the worst hardships. He went through the most difficult, painful time. He was in exile for a certain amount of years in his life. He fought wars, and not only did he fight wars, he got injured in those wars. His beloved ones, Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, his uncle, they were martyred in these wars. But even though there was so much sacrifice, not once did the Prophet ﷺ stumble. He stayed firm in his mission, in his target, in his goal as a leader, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's one God monotheistic religion. And he stayed firm, and all of this firmness, or all of this success in this mission, a lot of it depends upon how selfless he was. Hazrat Sahal bin Saad narrates that a woman brought a cloak. She brought a cloak which she had stitched, right, from her own hands, and she gave this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was actually in need of a cloak at that time. He was actually in need. He needed the cloak. It wasn't just, okay, that's an addition to my closet. Arabs, and especially the Muslims at that time, they would only keep the amount of garments that they need. How we have in modern day, where we have hundreds of different items in our wardrobe, 5, 6, 10 pairs of shoes for men. Women have more than that. It wasn't the case back in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would keep sufficient amount of summer clothes and sufficient amount of winter clothes. And if there was a tear in their clothes, they would patch it up. So they'd have patches in their clothes. And this was the common norm. There wasn't no mass production of cloth. So Rasulullah at that point was in need of a cloak, of a garment. So the Prophet, he went away and he wore the cloak, right, which kind of shows that he was in need of the garment. And he came out in front of the people, and he sat in the assembly, in the majlis. He was sat and he was continuously talking and preaching to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where a man, where he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you put this cloak on me? Yani, can you give me this cloak? Can you gift it to me? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, of course. And then he continued to preach in that majlis. He continued to preach. Right? Upon departure here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up, he took the cloak, and he gave it to that individual, and he left. And this was his selflessness. And the companions, they turned and said to him, Wallahi, the companions, alayhim ar-ridwan, they said, O individual, you knew that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never says no. He never says no. And you took advantage of that. When you seen that the Prophet ﷺ is given a new cloak, you took advantage of the Prophet ﷺ's generosity and you took the cloak. You knew he's never gonna say no. And he says the following, he says, Wallahi ma sa'altuhu. He says, by God, I swear by God, I did not ask him for this cloak. Illa litakuna kafani yawma amut. Except that it becomes my kafan, my shroud, the day I pass. And it is mentioned that he actually was shrouded in that garment. It was witnessed that he was shrouded in that garment. So his entire reason for taking that garment was to be shrouded in a garment that the Prophet ﷺ had worn. This was the Sahaba. This is how they were attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had yaqeen inside Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. It's mentioned in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ate to satisfaction for 3 days continuously. Yani, there was never 3 days in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he ate to contentment. So if he ate up until contentment the first day, then the next day he wouldn't. If he ate up until contentment for 2 days, the third day he wouldn't. There was never the third day, 3 days in a row where he ate to his desire. This was the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Up until he left the dunya, there was never 3 days in a row where he had ate to contentment. There was always one day within the 3 days where he has ate much, much less than what a man should consume in a day. Wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she says that, and if we wanted, we could have ate to contentment. However, we prefer to prioritize others over them. So whenever they had food in their homes, they would prefer to distribute that food out to others. This was their status. This was the special family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very generous family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that would prefer others over their own selves. Now, generally, what happens is when someone gets power, what does he think of? He thinks about himself first. He thinks about himself. He thinks about making his own foundations financially strong. Okay, and then he thinks about his amenities, his assets. Okay, and then he thinks about his brothers and sisters, his wife and children, fathers and mothers. He thinks about all these people in his family, his close relatives, then his friends. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that time he was the most powerful man in the entire Arabia. And despite all of that, he had all the amenities, he had all the facilities, he had everything. However, in the following story, in the narration, we're going to learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do anything, right, for his own self, nor his own family. Okay, let's listen to this story. Hazrat Ali, karamallahu ta'ala, he narrates that Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra was born to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the father of Fatima. And she was loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone. She was loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone. No one could love her more than how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved her in that family. Once some servants presented themselves in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. Yani some of the servants of Rasulullah ﷺ presented themselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he seen this. And he said that to his wife, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, that you should go to your father and ask him to give you a servant. You are in need. So she went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Prophet ﷺ was speaking to some individuals. So she analyzed the situation and she returned. The next day, the Prophet ﷺ turned up to her home and asked her that you came to us. What was your need yesterday? And Hazrat Fatima, she kept silent. She didn't speak. And Hazrat Ali, he says, I'll tell you. He says that Lady Fatima, Hazrat Fatima, radiallahu anh, she has pulled the millstone until it left marks on her hand. Millstone, what they used to crush wheat with. And has carried water skin until her back has weakened. So when the servants came to you, I asked her to go and ask for a servant. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Fatima, fear Allah. Fear Allah. Fulfill your Lord's duties and your family's. And when you lay down to rest, read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. So Tasbih-e Fatima, which is mentioned in our Nek A'mal cards. And the Prophet ﷺ said to Lady Fatima radiallahu anh, that this is better for you than a khadim. This tasbih, this wazifa is better for you than a khadim. So when you lay down to rest, okay, then read this tasbih. This tasbih will benefit you. It will give you enough energy and strength. It will make you healthy and for you to carry out. And the Prophet ﷺ is his own words, it is better for you than a servant. The daughter of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she says, I am pleased with Allah and his Rasul. Whatever they say, I am pleased with that. I'm happy with that. This was the status of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he showed this quality of selflessness to such an extent. And then their companions admired this act so much that they became selfless themselves. Yani they lost their own awareness and they drowned in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to them, they would do it with complete sincerity. This is one of the reasons why Islam became such a powerful nation, because the leader was so selfless. And if Islam today is spread in nearly every country of the world, and if masjids are constructed in nearly every city of the world, then this is because of the characteristics and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to adopt such sincerity, such selflessness, and may He give us a drop from the oceans of what the companion seen. Ameen bijahi nabi alameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The true leader, a leader true with the heart so bright, a leader true with the heart so bright, the guides with compassion through day and night, the guides with compassion through day and night.